Case number 10913, Ernest and Linda Costanga, north of Route 54, northwest of Mallard Drive, being Lot 62 within Swan Keys Development. A variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirement.
Hi. Names and addresses for the record, please.
Linda Costanga and 1650 and Drive, Newcastle, Delaware.
And you're Ernest?
Ernest, yep.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, we do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, board. My name is Ernest Costagna. My wife, Linda Costagna. I represent both of us. We would like to install a porch on the side of our unit that we bought. We bought the original unit in 2001 in Swan Keys. We then put a new unit on in 2005 and followed the code saying we had to have a 10-foot setback, which we did. This would then only allow us 13 feet 3 inches on the other side of the unit because the unit was 26 feet 8 wide. Now, we'd like to install a new deck that would be 8 feet by 12 feet. So we would only have a remainder of, I think, 5 feet 3 inches from the edge of the deck to the property line. And therefore, we're asking for a request for the variance to do this. We followed all the rules. We proposed that the removal of the old property, the location of the new proposed porch with the roof will not allow the setback from the property line north 64 30 west, the required 10 feet by code. The new property porch will allow the removal of the temporary fiberglass steps that were installed when the new unit was put on, which are separating from the house now, and we've got a gap of about 3 inches now, and we'd like to make a permanent porch there for ease of access into the house. Due to the location of the new manufactured home, north side setback of 10 feet, there is only 13 feet 3 inches left on the south side at home to the property line. The new proposed porch is 8 foot deep by 12 foot wide. If approved, there will be only 5 feet 3 left of the porch, and that is the reason we need the variance, and we have the attached drawing that was made and I believe issued to the board. This variance, if you grant it, will allow the proposed porch, will make it easier for access into the home, and will not interfere with lot 63, which is the backside of their unit as you would come out. We have already spoken to them. They had no problem with it. Item number 3, the county code required a setback of 10 feet, as I said, when we installed the new unit, which we followed. So therefore, being 26 feet 8 inches wide of the new unit, that only gives us 13 feet 3 inches remaining on the other side, and again, that puts us in the problem of having the variance.
Right.
This will, item number 4A, it will improve the entrance to our home. I think it will make it look nicer. Item B, there is only one property, lot 63, as I said, and the owner already has told me that she has no objection to us installing the porch, since it is the backside of her unit. Item C, the detrimental welfare to the public, there is none. The installation of the proposed porch will be safer for entering and exiting our home. On item 5A, yes, we are only asking the county to allow us to use 4 feet and 9 inches off the 10 feet setback so that we can get it installed. Item B of that number 5, yes, the proposed new porch cannot be functional unless variance relief is created by the county. And item 6, item 5, number C, or letter C, yes, because the new proposed porch will have a roof of any depth less than 8 feet, it will not look proper or functional for us to use. So we hope that we have followed all the rules to try to get the variance and that you will approve our variance for this porch.
I'd like to start by thanking you on addressing the standards for the granting of the variances. You did a very good job.
Thank you. We researched it to make sure we were in compliance.
Okay. What's marked as the existing shed's going to stay there?
Yes, that's not going to move, which was approved when the new unit was put in, and we had a permit for that.
Awesome.
So your steps with the porch don't actually
get
any closer to the property line than
the way the design of the porch is, the steps would be incorporated into the porch, so you would be stepping in and then up onto the porch. They wouldn't be extended past the porch outline. It would be inside the porch outline of 12 feet by 8 feet.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Brown? Mr. Hudson?
Yep.
Mr. Mills?
The existing shed, how far off the property line is that?
Ooh. That one is, from the front of that, it is 5 feet.
5 feet, okay.
Which I understand was allowed when this was put in.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any further questions, Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing none? Excuse me. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have one letter in favor.
One letter in favor? Okay, thank you. Okay, hearing no opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
And Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10913, as I don't believe it alters central character of the neighborhood. These lots are only 50 feet, and it's hard to put anything on them without needing the variance, and we've granted many like variances in Swan Keys.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,913. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.